It can take decades for a country to build up a name as a good place to do business, and the U.S. ranks among the best. But some economists say its reputation could be challenged if President-elect Trump makes good on threats to rip up international agreements. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Having a good reputation is a huge economic plus for any country, and one the U.S. has enjoyed for a long time.
The U.S. is consistently among the top five, the top 10 countries in the world in terms of the environment for doing business, and this is mostly because of the rule of law and the transparency of government decision.
That's Simeon Dienkoff, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and formerly the chief economist at the World Bank. He says America's solid reputation could quickly disappear if President-elect Trump carries through with some of his campaign promises. He points to the Paris Climate Accord, signed by world leaders a year ago. Dienkoff says there was an underlying expectation in the global business community that an international contract would be honored when the next U.S. president took office.
And suddenly, if a president-elect says, well, I don't like this agreement, I may not abide by it, these businesses are thrown into panic since they have spent maybe hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars abiding by this new regulation. Now it's for nothing, so to speak.
Scuppering such agreements can erode trust with international investors, says Ray Fissman, a professor of economics at Boston University.
If there's one thing that deters investment, it is uncertainty. You don't quite know what you're in for if you consider doing business in the U.S.
It's still unclear whether there will be a bright line between Trump's business dealings and the White House. His children have sat in on meetings with world leaders and advisors. Trump has said his sons would run his companies while he's president, but he could still make money off his name, used on hotels across the world.
We should not forget that perceptions are important.
Alejandro Salas is a director at Transparency International, which produces an index every year looking at the impact of perceived corruption on international investment in more than 160 countries. Salas says the higher level of corruption, the less attractive a country is to investors, and vice versa. The U.S. ranked 16th last year. Salas says that may change because Trump appears to disregard many rules and regulations.
The fact that there could be so much conflict of interest, the fact that he says, as far as the conflict of interest laws don't apply to the president, that's very dangerous.
Salas says the American system of checks and balances will help hold the government accountable. For now, investors will give the new president time and latitude to settle into the job. And the stock market is going gangbusters. Jackie Northam, NPR News.